Track 19. Unit 4. Listening 2. Part 2. Sentence completion.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, is one of our greatest assets, and in this fast-moving competitive world, poor management of our time is a major cause of stress, both in the workplace and at home. The first and most essential element of effective time management is forward planning. If you start the morning by mapping out what you hope to achieve during the day, you can go a long way to avoiding unnecessary frustration and wasted effort. Be realistic, though, in terms of what you hope to accomplish in the time available, and think through carefully how and when you will accomplish it. Unmet expectations will only serve to put you under more pressure, to create more stress, and you'll only have yourself to blame if that happens. Of course, tiredness, rather than any lack of ability, can often present a major obstacle to our obtaining the goals we've set ourselves, or indeed to meeting the deadlines that others have set for us. If that's the case, stop, turn your computer off, take a break. If you feel you can't go on, or you're just too snowed under, don't make yourself ill. Work should always take second place to your health. It can be counterproductive to carry on regardless, particularly if the next day you have to phone in sick and take time off work. And also, if time is against you, if you're pressed for time, be prepared to adapt to the circumstances. Don't worry if what you produce is less than wonderful. We cannot, we should not always strive for perfection. It slows us down, it reduces productivity, and means we have no time for other tasks. Good enough is still good, and in all probability, no one will notice the difference. And this applies to the home as well as the workplace. A similar dose of self-discipline is needed when we take on the household chores. Limit the amount of housework you try to do in a day. Lower your expectations, and relax if the shirts you've just ironed still have creases. It doesn't matter. Because ultimately, let's face it, what we all work for is to make time for ourselves, to free up time for the things we really want to do outside of work. It's essential to set aside enough time to pursue your interests, to do the things which are most fulfilling for you in life. Many people fail to achieve the right balance between work and relaxation, and once again, stress is the outcome. And just a word of warning here, if by relaxation you understand slumping on the sofa in front of the television, think again. It is a poor use of time, and it usually ends up making you feel more tired and time-pressured than before. Now, technology has done a great deal to both...